KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 69 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. Well, topping the news this morning is the weather. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8:15 a.m. for southwestern Shelby, southeastern Harrison, and Pottawatomie counties. Just before 8 o'clock, a severe thunderstorm was located near Underwood, moving east at 40 miles per hour, producing 60-mile-an-hour winds. You can expect damage to roofs, sodding, and trees in the area. Some locations impacted by the storm include Shelby, Underwood, Minden, Persia, Neola, McClelland, and Tennant. So for your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. Torrential rainfall is also occurring with that system and may also lead to localized flash flooding. Do not drive your vehicle through flooded roadways. And an urban and small stream flood advisory is in effect until 9:45 for southwestern Harrison County in our listening area. Radar shows those storms primarily right around the triangular area of the Interstate 29, Interstate 80, Interstate 680 split in western Pottawatomie County, or northwestern Pottawatomie County, and portions of southern and southwestern Harrison County. These storms, again, moving east at 40 miles per hour, and there are some occasional indications of hail on radar. Well, in the news this morning, the state of Iowa has launched a website that lists all Iowa public school job openings. The education package passed by lawmakers this past spring required schools to post their vacancies on the site. The site, teachiowa.gov, already has hundreds of listings. Candidates can apply online and post personal profiles for employers to see. Applicants can also sign up for electronic notification of openings. All hiring decisions will continue to be made locally. I'll have more news in just a moment.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Trane central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Trane systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Trane, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your area Trane dealer. You know the true Trane difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now? At 877-838-8580. Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Trane home comfort system. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a Trane.
A moment ago I mentioned the severe thunderstorm warning that remains in effect until 8:15 for southwestern Shelby, southeastern Harrison, and Pottawatomie counties. Those powerful thunderstorms, packing winds of up to 70 miles per hour, have raced through eastern Nebraska, knocking out power to thousands of people. The storms headed into western Iowa this morning after dropping heavy rain and knocking down trees and damaging houses and other buildings in Omaha. And the National Weather Service was saying as well that nearly 4,700 people in the Omaha Public Power District have lost electricity in Washington and Dodge counties, and around 2.75 inches of rain was reported 43 miles northwest of Omaha. And 70-mile-an-hour winds near Blair, Nebraska, which sits 23 miles from Omaha, 1-inch hail was also reported. Update now on the Weather Service. They're saying that severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8:15 for southwestern Shelby, southeastern Harrison, and Pottawatomie counties. At around 8 a.m., the severe thunderstorm was located near Minden, moving east at 40 miles per hour, and it continues to produce 60-mile-an-hour winds. The Atlantic School District's Board of Education will host a nationally known speaker this Friday. David Horsager, a business strategist, entrepreneur, professor, and author, is scheduled to speak from 8:30 until 10 a.m. Friday on the topic of trust and community. His presentation will take place in the Atlantic High School Commons and will be preceded by a continental breakfast in the Commons area from 7:45 until 8:15 a.m. and a welcome by Atlantic Superintendent Dr. Mike Amstein. The event is open to faculty, students, and staff, as well as by invitation to certain members of the community. It is not open to the general public. Governor Terry Branstad is regrouping and hopes to come up with a new alternative that would prevent Iowa school districts from starting in early August.
It is an important issue to a lot of Iowans, and I do want to see it resolved, and I want to see it resolved in a reasonable way, and I think we're going to continue to reach out to people that have concerns about it to see what is the best and most appropriate way to deal with it.
Last week, the Iowa Board of Education voted down rules that would have made it tougher for schools to get a state waiver to start school in August.
Well, I'm disappointed that the board decided that they didn't want to take on this issue.
State law stipulates that schools are not to start before the week in which September 1st falls, but under present practice, all districts that apply for a waiver to start in August get one. Iowa's tourism industry has been a critic, saying they lose millions of dollars because families stop traveling in August, plus many of their teenage employees leave because school is resuming. Branstad vows to meet with parents, teachers, school administrators, and others to come up with another plan to address the controversy.
It's not going to go away. And I think we need to try to come up with a reasonable and fair compromise in trying to deal with this.
Branstad suggests he may make a recommendation to legislators to pass a law on the issue in 2014. The Iowa House and Senate have passed bills in the past to restrict early starts for schools, but a bill on the issue has never cleared both the House and Senate in the same year and in the same form. Some Iowa State University students were offered $1,000 incentives to give up their dorm rooms so there'd be space for incoming freshmen. The Des Moines Register says ISU officials expected another record enrollment of freshmen this fall. Returning ISU students received an email in June that offered a $500 incentive to move from the dorms. But the dorm residents told administrators the incentive wasn't enough because it covered only the increased cost of an apartment. Just 31 students accepted the offer, and a credit could be applied only to other university housing. Officials increased the offer to $1,000, and more than 90 students, including those who took the initial offer, lower offer, received the $1,000 credit. Room and board, on average, costs $7,721 per year for ISU students. Well, Council Bluffs Republican Art Hill on Monday announced his decision to run for Iowa Senate in District 11. The district covers some 2,200 miles in Pottawatomie, Cass, Adams, and Union counties. Hill stopped in Atlantic Monday afternoon following his announcement at the public library in Council Bluffs. Speaking with KJAN News, Hill, who works as the City Council or the City of Council Bluffs Finance Director, said he's tossing his hat into the ring this early in the political season because there's a lot of work to be done and many miles to cover before the primary election, which is about 300 days away.
After the reapportionment in 2011, I looked at the new district, and it had changed radically. What Council Bluffs had used to be Mills County, Pottawatomie County, went down to the Missouri border. All of a sudden, we're in a situation where we're with Cass County, Union County, and Adams County, and it's a whole new territory for everybody. I looked at some of the common threads between the communities, and when I looked at Creston, I looked at Atlantic, looked at Council Bluffs, what jumped out at me immediately was there's all campuses of community colleges. And when I think about some of the things that we're going to need for success in the future, it's good opportunities for good jobs. Community colleges provide that, and all of a sudden there's one thread between our locations.
Fellow Republican Senator Hubert Hauser currently presides over the 11th District. Hauser has not announced his intentions with regard to re-election. Hill says he spoke with Hauser in May and informed him of his intentions.
I respect Senator Hauser, and I respect that whatever plans he makes, he's doing it for well-thought-out personal reasons. I'm doing the same thing. My approach to it is if Senator Hauser and I are both running in an election next year, voters in the four counties be able to feel like they'd be well represented by either one of us.
No Democrats have thus announced their intentions early in this political season to challenge either Hill or Hauser in the 2014 elections. Hill says his experience as finance director for Council Bluffs and former business manager for the Lewis Central Community School District gives him an edge when it comes to fiscal responsibility. He says finding an equitable way of raising tax revenue for services we ask for from our government in the future is important.
At an Iowa level, I think simplifying the income tax code is important. I think at a national level, finding a fairer way of taxing, perhaps a fair tax, is important.
And voter integrity is also important to Hill, who said voter ID laws are one way of ensuring elections are legitimate on the state and national level. Hill says he supports efforts by Secretary of State Matt Schultz to ensure election integrity. He says also a common core of values and beliefs are important for the future of our society.
As a country, we've developed a culture. We've had a culture that has provided many blessings and providence for our country, and it's based on a core set of values and beliefs. And not just beliefs in themselves, but they have provided rallying points for communities, societies to come together and work for a greater good. Maintaining a sense of purpose and something that we can rally, a set of values that we can rally around, is important for any society to be ongoing.
Hill has lived in Council Bluffs with his wife Andrea for the past 18 years. The couple met at Iowa State University and been married for 35 years. They have two adult children. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, the U.S. is pulling non-essential personnel from its embassy in Yemen and evacuating them out of the country following a threat by Al-Qaeda that's already temporarily shut down 19 American diplomatic posts across the Middle East and Africa. The British government has decided to evacuate all of its staff from its embassy in Yemen and is ordering its people out of the country. The jury in the racketeering trial of Boston mob boss Whitey Bulger is expected to begin deliberations today after hearing instructions from the judge. Bulger is charged with taking part in 19 murders in the 1970s and 80s. He'd been on the run for 16 years until he was captured in California in 2011. Whitey Bulger is 83 years old. U.S. home prices have surged. Real estate data provider CoreLogic says prices jumped nearly 12% in June from a year earlier, reflecting stronger demand amid a tight supply of homes for sale. Nevada led all states with an annual gain of 26.5%. And the mother of a terminally ill 2-year-old Western Pennsylvania boy who served as his parents' best man at their wedding over the weekend says the child has died. Christine Swiderski-Stevenson says on her Facebook page that little Logan Stevenson died in her arms yesterday evening at his home. The boy, who had leukemia and other complications, was dressed in a tan pinstriped suit for last Saturday's 12-minute ceremony. News time is 8:12.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local train dealer. Bob Jacobson here. From major repairs, including new house construction, to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
In the funeral announcements, Marilyn Christensen, age 62 of Cherokee, died Wednesday at the Cherokee Regional Medical Center. Funeral services for Marilyn Christensen will be this morning at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Cherokee. Greenwood Schubert Funeral Home in Cherokee has arrangements. Edward Heisterkamp, age 68 of Coon Rapids, died Thursday in Des Moines. A massive Christian burial service for Edward Heisterkamp will be today at 10:30 at the Annunciation Catholic Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Donald Gene Stewart, age 89 of Greenfield, died Friday at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Gene Stewart will be today at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Zachariah Allen Zach Brown, age 24 of Osceola, died Saturday. Funeral services for Zach Brown will be this Thursday at 10:30 at the Casey United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Dolores Lori Snyder, age 80 of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Dolores Snyder will be Thursday at 10:30 at the Brayton Lutheran Church. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Joseph Lauren Clark, age 89 of Council Bluffs, died Friday in Council Bluffs. Memorial services for Lauren Clark will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Dale Hendrickson, age 84 of Audubon, died Thursday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Dale Hendrickson will be on Friday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Hockenberry England Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Dennis Johnson, age 64 of Harlan, died Friday. Family services for Dennis Johnson will be held at a later date. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And James Hyland Jr., age 91 of Griswold, died Sunday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for James Hyland Jr. are pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.